An impeachment vote is set this week in South Korea. This is the first formal step to remove the country's president from office. She is mired in an influence-peddling scandal, and she has been the target of weeks of record-setting protests. Let's get the latest from NPR's Elise Hu.
For the sixth Saturday in a row, the streets of central Seoul swelled with demonstrators calling on President Park Geun-hye to step down. For Woo Suk Lee and his seven-year-old son, it was a family affair.
She's
Best president,
so we need to...
We need to get her out of the Blue House.
The Blue House refers to the presidential home and offices of South Korea. Weeks of pressure and mounting public dissatisfaction have driven Park's approval ratings to an unprecedented low of 4%. She's offered to step down at some point if lawmakers can agree on the terms. Here's Park through a translator.
I will delegate the opinion to decide on my shortening of the term to the National Assembly.
That's not good enough, say the hundreds of thousands who showed up in Seoul's Gwanghwamun on Saturday, like Kwak Sung-hee.
Many people want her to step down right now, but she doesn't. So that's the big problem right now.
Park is in this situation after admitting she shared government documents and advanced speeches with a close confidant with no official position. The friend, Choi Soon-sil, is now accused by prosecutors of using her closeness to the president to extort millions from South Korean companies. Prosecutors say the president was an accomplice in the pay-for-play schemes and is being investigated as a criminal suspect for abuse of power.
Park Geun-hye is a symbol at this point. Carrying around a lot of things that are wrong with Korea.
Ryan Song is a law professor at Seoul's Kyungi University. Song says even though she has a year left in her term, Park's work is done, whether she goes by resignation or impeachment or somehow serves out her term.
In terms of legitimacy, in terms of possibility of getting back to power to carry out her policies, probably she has given up on it and everybody did.
So it's over for her either way, one way or the other?
Well, she was going into a lame duck period. At this point, it's a dead duck.
On the streets, demonstrators call on the president to exit quickly to stop the political paralysis from dragging out any longer. Lee Sung-hee says things couldn't possibly get worse than they are now.
정치, 경제, 문화, 사회.
And I think anyone who comes after her will do a better job than Park Geun-hye.
One question, that of impeachment, could be decided by Friday. Lawmakers are slated to vote on a motion to impeach on December 9th. If it passes, a court will then decide whether to remove Park from office. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.